NFL draft begins Thursday night. That's the first round. The Steelers pick 20th overall. And I'm going to go against the grain here, but I feel good about that because it's a grain of stupidity. It's a grain of wanting to do the wrong thing. Don't pick a quarterback. I know the Steelers seem determined to do so, and there's a lot of reasons why they shouldn't, but let's kick to ballistics. Let's get real, real basic. The reason the Steelers shouldn't pick a quarterback in the first round is because Kenny Pickett ain't good enough. Malik Willis ain't good enough. Neither has the potential to be the guy. It's not like 2004. It ain't Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, and Ben Roethlisberger, all of whom had that hype and fulfilled it. Each one, to some degree, became the guy. You want to compare this draft and the Steelers situation to 2004? Okay, I can do that. Pickett and Willis are more like J.P. Losman, who went 22nd overall to Buffalo in 04 because Manning, Rivers, and Roethlisberger were already gone, and the Bills were set on getting a quarterback. He didn't have that hype, and he didn't become the guy. And I got a blog up today. I'm going to post a poll on Twitter in a moment. Who has more potential to be a great quarterback, Trubisky, Pickett, or Willis? I say Trubisky. Don't be too quick to laugh at that. This is the Jorge de Guzman Show. My name is Jorge de Guzman. If you'd like to go mano a mano with the great one, dial 412-333-WXDX or follow me on Twitter at Jorge de Guzman. X. Okay, you tell me. Who's going to be the better quarterback a couple years from now? Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, or Malik Willis? I'd say Trubisky. Trubisky's only 27. He was the second pick overall in 2017. If you're keeping score at home, that's 18 choices higher than number 20. He's got more talent. That's why he got drafted higher. He made the playoffs twice in 4 years with Chicago. He is, right now, an NFL quarterback. I'd bet on Trubisky before I'd take small hands Pickett or small skull Willis. If Kenny Pickett ain't gone to Pitt, all y'all wouldn't even know who he was, let alone be talking about him with this degree of hype. Pickett and Willis get hype for the sake of hype, for being the best of a mediocre bunch, because you got to talk about the quarterback, but ain't neither one going to be the guy. Not here in Pittsburgh, not anywhere else. So I go with Trubisky, and if he sucks, then pick a quarterback next draft, because the next draft has more better quarterbacks. When they signed Trubisky, I thought that was the plan. Draft the next guy in 2023. Hey, the bottom line is, Tomlin inherited Roethlisberger. He's never replaced a quarterback, and you can tell because he does not know how to do it. And here we are, just a couple days away from the first round, and the quarterback hype has followed the Steelers around all offseason. First, it was Aaron Rodgers, didn't get him. Russ Wilson, didn't get him. Derek Carr, didn't get him. Jimmy Garoppolo, didn't get him. And now you got to draft Willis or draft Pickett or, I don't know, maybe draft. I think Brett Michaels' daughter's dating a quarterback. Brett, the singer from Poison, he's playing a solo gig at the casino in Washington, PA on Saturday. Or is it Friday? I forget. I'll check it out. I'm going to go. Brett, of course, the lead singer of Poison. They're coming to PNC Park as part of the stadium tour with Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Joan Jett this summer. But you don't have to draft a quarterback. And I'm going to tell you what they should do in just a little bit, but I think it's obvious. You're not going to out-quarterback the AFC North. They got too many great quarterbacks in that division. You got Lamar Jackson. You got Joe Burrow. Now you got Deshaun Watson. You're not going to out quarterback nobody. So build a running game, which they're trying to do, and draft that Jordan Davis from Georgia in the first round and start getting your defense back to elite status. Not pretend elite status like now, you know, with a couple good individuals and a bunch of crap. Legitimate elite status. Find a different path. That's their best bet to win. The Penguins play Edmonton tonight at PPG Paints Arena. That's Crosby versus McJesus. Connor McJesus, the savior, who has won one playoff series in 7 years. Some savior he is. I mean, the guy at Easter rose again on the third day. McJesus can't get nothing done in 7 years. It's a big game with Crosby versus McDavid. It's a big game because the Penguins need to start playing better. There was a big line shakeup as we witnessed at the morning skate. Gensel, Sid, and Rust are back together, which was always going to happen. The second line, if indeed it really is the second line, is now Brock McGinn, Evgeny Malkin, and Ricard Raquel. The third line is Zucker, Carter, and Kapanen. Kapanen back in the mix. The fourth line, Heinen, Bluger, and Rodriguez. It looks like Brian Boyle is the odd man out for tonight anyway. I see what Sullivan's doing here. He's trying to balance the four lines to some degree because you got to roll four lines in the playoffs. Don't have a choice. So this is an attempt to balance the lines, and it's a good move by Sullivan. It's exactly what I'd do, and I know the Geno Maniac's going to be saying, Geno needs better guys to play with. No, F him, F you. He needs to do better with whoever he's out there with 5-on-5. Period. And I'm a little surprised they got Kapanen back in the mix, but it's worth trying because, you know, Kapanen did play decent with Carter for a while, and you got to try to keep propping him up because of his talent. So those are the changes for tonight. You can hear all the action right here on 105.9 The X. Casey DeSmith is playing real well. If the Penguins lose in the first round, I got a feeling it ain't going to be Casey DeSmith's fault. I'd rather have Jari in there, but peep this. Check out these numbers. In his last 15 games, Casey DeSmith's save percentage is .931, which is very good. His goals against is 2.23, which is good. He got a couple of shutouts. I mean, those are very good stats. So he's doing his part. The problem is Casey DeSmith is small, and in a best-of-seven series, the other team will get used to sizing that up. But I still think DeSmith has pulled his weight and then some to this point. But it ain't the playoffs yet. I want your thoughts on the quarterback situation, and it's a simple question. I'm going to put a poll up on Twitter in a second. Who is going to be the better quarterback a couple of years from now, given equal opportunity, which is impossible, but who do you have more faith in to be a good quarterback, Trubisky, Willis, or Pickett? 412-333-3333. I sometimes say too many threes. 412-333-WXDX. My money is on Pickett. Now, as I mentioned, I've been watching True Detective. I watched season one with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, and it was excellent, although I got to tell you, the end was a little disappointing. It was far out, but not as far out as I expected, and they didn't tie the human sacrifices, the ritualistic killing of children, to the higher-ups like they were trying to, but it was still very exciting. I'm watching season two, which everybody says isn't as good. I've only watched one episode. It was decent. It's Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn. But there's a scene where Colin Farrell's kid's getting bullied. So he find out the kid's name, shows up at the kid's house. He's a cop, shows his badge. The dad goes and gets the kid, some 12-year-old snot-nosed punk. Colin Farrell cuts a promo on the kid. The dad interrupts, so Colin Farrell beats the crap out of the kid. The kid tries to flee inside the house. Colin Farrell grabs him and makes the kid watch while he continues to kick the dad and said, you caused this. You should have to see it. Tell you what, I would never condone beating up the parent of a kid who bullies somebody. But that's a real good scene. And Colin Farrell's parting shot to the kid, which I can't even remotely begin to paraphrase. Oh, it is the stuff legend is made of. It is absolutely 100% the stuff that legend is made of. We got a great show planned for today. That doesn't mean it will be great. It just means that's what we have planned here on the Jorge de Guzman Show. Paul Steigerwald joins me at 3:30. Stan Saverin at 4:30. And then the Hockey Night Show at 5:30. My guest will be Matt Wenzel, who covers the Penguins for the Post-Gazette. This is Jorge de Guzman here on 105.9 The X.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
And his drink, smoked pot, figured if he showed up at rehab wrecked, it gave him a better shot at getting most improved.
The X at 105.9.
Time for the Bucko Roundup. The Pirates did not play yesterday. They host Milwaukee this evening at PNC Park. The Pirates are 8-8. They haven't yet named the dog yet, the Pirates pup. I said yesterday call him Reynolds because he probably wants to get out of town just as badly as Brian Reynolds does. The minute that dog hits free agency, he's going to go to a different kennel for better puppy chow. 412-333. It says here that good tickets are still available for tonight's game at PNC Park. That's the Bucko Roundup. The number to call is 412-333-WXDX. We're going to talk about this quarterback thing until they do or don't pick one with the 20th pick on Thursday. But as I've been saying, Pickett and Willis just aren't that good. They're no sure bet to be the guy, to be a Ben, a Manning, a Rivers. That was a draft for quarterbacks, 2004. Malik Willis played small college football. He couldn't cut the money, the mustard. Couldn't cut it at Auburn. So he transferred to Liberty Biberty, which is an independent. And not Notre Dame independent, just some bummy school with a bummy football program. So given the competition he faced, his adjustment to the NFL is going to be harder because of that, and it's going to take longer. He has great potential, I guess. He's only 6 foot, but Willis is far from a sure thing. And Kenny Pickett turns 24 in June. I was talking before about all the great quarterbacks in the AFC North. Well, Kenny Pickett turns 24 in June. Jackson and Burrow were 25. Watson is 26. So how are you going to make up ground on those great quarterbacks picking a guy who ain't that good who's going to be 24 before the season starts? Pickett has small hands. It does matter. It's proven that it does matter. I wouldn't take either one. I want Jordan Davis, the lineman from Georgia. I'm not making stuff up. We're talking fact. We're talking fact. You got small college, you got small hands. That's the quarterbacks you have to choose from. I don't want either one. I was planning on watching a good Champions League semifinal today between Man City and Real Madrid, but we're in the sixth, the 19th minute, and City are already up 2-0. So if Liverpool get past Villarreal, that semifinal starts tomorrow. It'll be an all-English league final. I am going to the FA Cup final, May 14th against Chelsea at Wembley Stadium. Can't wait to go. Got my plane, got my hotel, got to cross a few T's and dot a few I's, but that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Whitesnake play on Monday the 16th in London. My status for that will depend on whether or not the Penguins are still alive in the playoffs. The Penguins are still alive, I'll come home. If they're not, I may never come back, especially if the Steelers draft Liberty Biberty. I would like to see the Steelers take a defensive lineman. Maybe they'll take a safety at some point. Terrell Edmonds is back. Maybe he plays 1 year. He's on a one-year contract, then he's gone. They need a wide receiver, but it's easy to draft a good wide receiver even in the third and fourth round. I feel the Steelers can be good soon, but they're not going to out-quarterback anybody in the AFC North. no matter who they draft. They got to figure out a different path. But that different path is definitely there. Let's go to Jason and Robinson. Jason, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. I couldn't agree more. I don't think any of the quarterbacks in this year's draft are worthy of first-round picks. I think a first-round quarterback needs to be a guy who has the potential to be a generational player, and I don't think any of these guys
do. Well, not necessarily a generational player, but it has to be a guy that you feel is going to start in the league 10 years.
Yeah, I think a guy that can be a Pro Bowl caliber player, and I don't think that any of these guys, you know, maybe with a bunch of up, you know, things going their way. But my comment was going to be, you know, in the NHL, draft picks for teams that are in contention are sold every year for players. And the Los Angeles Rams did that strategy really for the first time in the NFL, and it paid off. I'm wondering why more teams don't consider that.
I think it paid off because they were the first to try it in a long time. It maybe ever. In recent memory, in the cap era, I still think drafting and developing is the way to go. I think they just caught people by surprise and maybe made better trades because of it.
I think there's an element of that, but I also think looking at specific positions of need, I think, you know, you look at the history of quarterbacks taken in the first round, and it's really a mixed bag of guys, whether they you know, pan out or become
total
bust.
Well, yeah, but let me go back to 2004 again. With Eli, Rivers, and Ben, you knew. Everybody thought those guys were definite first-rounders, top 10. Ben went, I think, what, the Steelers picked number 11. That's right? But
yeah.
J.P. Lossman went, I think, 22nd to Buffalo, and he sucked. You're right. There's a certain level of quarterback, and for me, if I were drafting in the first round, a certain requirement regarding how short of a thing I would expect that quarterback to be. Thank you for the call. 412-333-WXDX. By the way, speaking of ruining teams, Vegas in hockey, they lost a shootout, so they're in a lot of trouble for making the playoffs. They went from being a team-style team with a great goalie and a great locker room guys, their backbone, and they fired the coach who got them to the final their expansion year. They brought in a scumbag in Peter DeBoer. They screwed Fleury. They relied on Robin Lehner, who's proven, despite his talent, that over the long haul, he has been wholly unreliable. They brought in the star circus like Eichel and Pacioretty and Stone and Peter Angelo, and they suck because they got away from what they are, even though what they were was extremely successful. I think it's great that they suck, and I'm there for it. I love watching it. All right, speaking of hockey, Staggy up next, 105.9.
And now, the super genius, Mark Madden.
Double M, what's up? Super genius, how are you?
Terrific.
Did porn stars practice?
Nope, they never have sex unless it's on video.
The X at 105.9.
We're trying to run down Paul Steigerwald. There's a rumor he's been kidnapped, along with Real Madrid's defense, so we hope to hear from him any moment. I posted a poll on Twitter. Given equal chance, who will be the better quarterback in 2 years, Trubisky, Pickett, or Willis? Vote now at Mark Madden X. And I just don't think Pickett's that good, or Willis. But like the B team's tweeting out, we should pray that the Steelers get Kenny Pickett to undo the wrong when they passed on Marino. Yeah, okay, listen, I know you want to be melodramatic, but Pickett ain't Marino. He ain't even that good. If he hadn't gone to Pitt, nobody would want the Steelers to draft him. I mean, God, get your heads out of your collective asses and let's have some real talk. And if they draft Pickett, hey, they might do that, but it would be a bad pick. It would be a bad pick. And I'm telling you, it wouldn't work out the way you think, and it wouldn't work out the way Kenny Pickett would want it to either. You watch. You watch. That's an awful bad position for Kenny Pickett to stay in Pittsburgh and move across that parking lot and have to come through for the fair-weather jerk-offs that Pittsburgh football fans are. Not hating, just saying. You know, everybody acts like the Steelers' process is complicated. The analysis is totally overwrought. The Steelers are going to have a board with 20 guys listed, and whoever's left that's highest on their board when pick number 20 rolls around, that's who they're going to take. There might be a slight variance. Oh, Madrid has scored 2-1. Kareem Benzema, big shock. Whoever's the highest guy listed when pick number 20 comes, that's who they're going to take. And there's slight variance, you know, based on Tomlin's whim. But there's no conspiracy. It's not about Tomlin talking about sweet tea or eating wings with somebody or cracking a beatific smile on the sideline at somebody's pro day. No, it's about that board. It's a simple process. It's a proven process, not just for them, but for a bunch of teams, and it's as it should be. Now, will they trade up then? Yeah, it does get complicated, but are they that sold on a quarterback to trade up? I hope not, because they were that sold on Devin Bush at one point. Look how that worked out. Drafting a quarterback would make it tough on Trubisky because of how the citizens would react. It skews the timetable. If you sign Trubisky to a two-year deal, you're thinking that you're drafting the guy, the next Ben or whatever you want to call him. You're drafting him in 2023, not now. If you draft the quarterback now, it weakens the team for 2022. But if 2022 isn't a concern, then I got no problem with that. I'm writing off 2022 no matter what they do in this draft. I just don't see how they out-quarterback anybody in the division. I just don't think they're as good as any team in the division. And you're going to write off 2022 as well. It's just going to take you longer to do it. Now, even if the Steelers do draft a quarterback, I emphasize again, they are going to be buried under an avalanche of quarterbacks for quite some time in the AFC North. Burrow's 25, Watson's 26, Lamar Jackson is 25. How are you going to catch up? Who's going to enable you to catch up at that position? How long is it going to take? It could be a real tough situation for years to come with the Steelers at quarterback in that division, which is why I want, again, I'm going to say, I want the Steelers to take Jordan Davis. Build the number one defense in football because Malik Willis probably ain't never going to outplay Joe Burrow. Not ever. So, build the number one defense because when is Willis or Pickett or whoever going to be better than Joe Burrow? Sometimes you got to find a different path. If it's all about the quarterback, if that's your belief in football, that everything depends on the quarterback, well, then the Steelers might be screwed for 10 years or so. But I think the running game is going to be better. They got six linemen who could all kind of play. At least they think so, who are 26 or younger. That line will get better. You like Najee Harris, draft Jordan Davis, make the defense better too. Willis couldn't cut it at Auburn. Pickett got small hands. Small school, small hands. Those are your choices. 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. Well, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen last night's Better Call Saul, turn off the radio, but it's a wrap on Nacho Varga on Better Call Saul. He got delivered to the Salamancas, and it was a work, but he killed himself to make sure his father would be safe moving forward. A very good episode of Better Call Saul, like it always is. Phil Mickelson registered for the PGA Championships and the U.S. Open. Apparently, he also wants to play in the first event ever of that Saudi golf thing. That's going to be in London in June. If I was a golfer, you know where I'd golf? Wherever I could make the most money. It's a J-O-B job. The Brooklyn Nets got swept by Boston in the first round of the NBA playoffs. We basically only talk about the NBA on this program when a team or a player I don't like fails miserably, and the Brooklyn Nets did that. Kevin Durant said afterwards he has no regrets. Come on, KD. You should have nothing but regrets. Kevin Durant had a chance to be a true all-time great, and he sabotaged his chances of that by picking Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry. How could you be that friggin' stupid? J.J. Redick said on ESPN that what happened with the Brooklyn Nets and LeBron not making the playoffs, and I said this yesterday, by the way, J.J. Redick said it's an indictment of the super team era and top-heavy rosters that are assembled by the players. I hope so. I hope J.J. Redick is right. 410, let's go to Chris. Chris, out and about. You're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today, bud?
Good, man. What up?
You know what? Regarding all your sentiments, basically, on the Steelers and the QB, which is stuff is about crazy by now. What drives me crazy about, like, Kenny Pickett, for example, when people making the remark, you know, don't pass on him because they pass on Dan Marino. And I say to them, yeah, but Kenny Pickett is not even in the same class.
Kenny Pickett couldn't carry Dan Marino's jock scrap in a goalie bag.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. He's not. So you're not passing on the second coming of Dan Marino because Kenny Pickett is nowhere near.
The only thing that those two have in common is they both play quarterback and they both went to Pitt. The similarities end there, 100%. And plus, you ever see Dan Marino's hands?
Oh, yeah. They're
huge. They're huge. If him and Kenny Pickett, like, put their hands up against each other, remember when Andre the Giant would do that with people?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Kenny Pickett would look like with Dan Marino. Thank you for the call. Yeah, the idea that they should make sure that what happens with Kenny Pickett doesn't duplicate what happened with Dan Marino, that's stupid at a diabolical level. Okay, 412-333-WXDX. We don't know where Staggy is. We hope he's okay. We got Stan Saver next hour. Again, to reiterate, Pickett's not good enough. Willis isn't good enough. They're not good enough to be picked in the first round. Trubisky's a better quarterback than either one. And given chance, I'm sure he'll prove it. I got a poll up on Twitter. Who should the Steelers, not who should they pick, but who's going to be a better quarterback 2 years from now, given equal chance, Trubisky, Pickett, or Willis? So vote on that. I got a blog up. I got a column up. Everybody else talked about the quarterback for months and months. I'm having a whirlwind week of quarterback discussion, and what I say in that 1 week will make a lot more sense than what everybody else said in the preceding months. I'm Jorge de Guzman, 105.9 The X.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
This is Bob Hope.
Hi, this is. How you doing?
Oh, boy, hey, you know what? Why is this?
Call back when you're coherent.
The X at 105.9.
Okay, we found Steigy. He will join us at the top of the hour. I keep making fun of Malik Willis going to Liberty Boochable. Did you know the Steelers have previously drafted a player from Liberty in the first round? Eric Green, tight end, first round pick in 1990, had a brief career, but a good one with the Steelers. I think he was here for five. He made a couple Pro Bowls. In 1992, he got a 6-game suspension for drugs. Not performance-enhancing either. I'm not concluding that Malik Willis probably has a drug problem because Eric Green did come in from Liberty Bibberty. But that's the same logic you dopes use. How you got to take Kenny Pickett because you passed on Dan Marino. And I got this on Twitter a moment ago. Didn't Ben go to a small school? Yeah, just like Malik Willis. But the MAC, Miami of Ohio, where Ben went, that's a lot better than Liberty Bibberty. Liberty Bibberty is small school independent. And Malik Willis ain't Ben. Nobody is talking about Malik Willis as if he is even remotely in a class with Ben Roethlisberger back then or ever. Kenny Pickett, you got small hands. Malik Willis, you got Liberty Bibberty, small school. Those are your choices. And neither one is good enough. Neither quarterback is good enough to be taken by the Steelers with the 20th pick. And if you stopped buying into the hype and actually took an objective look – you'd know that I'm right. And by the way, if the Steelers did pick Liberty Bibberty, and if they do, I will call him Liberty Bibberty on every mention, except when I call him Liberty Butchimal. But if they do pick Liberty Bibberty in the first round, that'll be the first time since 2004 the Steelers used their first-round pick on a player from a non-Power 5 school. That player in 2004, of course, being Ben Roethlisberger. And by the way, if the Steelers take a quarterback after Willis and Pickett are gone, which they won't be, but if they're both gone, and let's say the Steelers take Desmond Ridder, then it's a reach. I feel like Mike Tomlin thinks whoever he picks in the first round at quarterback will automatically be the next Ben Roethlisberger, because like I said, all he's ever known is Ben Roethlisberger, and he doesn't know how to replace the quarterback because he's never had to do it. Let's go to Einstein in the car. This should be good. Einstein, you're on with Double M.
Hi, Mark. First a comment. I think Chad Ruedel is the most improved Penguins this year. I think he's really come a long way in improving his game.
I don't know if improved the word I'd use. I just think he's getting the most out of his talent possible. I think he's done a terrific job. I question whether he could play as many games as he has, if he could handle that kind of workload. But, yeah, he's been brilliant.
Yes, he has. Can I follow up with a question?
Okay.
When a center comes out of the penalty box and there's already two centers on the ice, how do they figure out, you know, who plays center and who plays wing, and you know, how do they sort all that out?
It's not that hard, bro. It's just hockey. You're overcomplicating. Centers start one place, they rotate other places. Centers and wings cross all the time. It's not at all complicated. Let's go to Cody on the turnpike. Cody, you're on with Double M.
Mark, why is Evan Rodriguez still in the lineup? That guy is horrible.
Well, he has 19 goals. The Penguins now have a fourth line with Teddy Bluger centering an 18-goal score in Danton Heinen and a 19-goal score with Evan Rodriguez. Who would you put in his place?
Brian Boyle. He's better suited for playoff hockey.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think Brian Boyle's gotten a lot out of what's left of his talent after sitting out all last year. I would play Evan Rodriguez. Thank you for the call. Evan Rodriguez could skate. Let's go now to our good friend. He is the Egyptian magician. Hello, my friend. Ah!
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. Your guy Solomon, he came through big. He's a playmaker now. He sets other people up.
Well, he scored a goal, too.
Not against Everton. He scored two the game before that. But, yeah, he was the provider in the derby on Sunday. Anyway, what do you got?
Okay. The only way I think Penguins have any chance is that they need to watch the 1-0 victory against Rangers. If you look at that tape, that's the only way they have any hope. And it takes a lot of energy rolling four lines all the time, everybody being responsible, not giving an inch, anyhow, any way, any shit. If you look at that tape, you'll see that basically they did not give anything.
Well, Bob, they played very buttoned up. You're right about that. But I thought the Rangers still outplayed them that game. I think that one thing Sullivan did today at practice, at the skate, I should say, he's balancing the lines because you got to roll four lines in the playoffs. So I think he's listening to stuff like you say. I think he's preparing for having to roll four lines because I don't think there's any other alternative in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And everybody, if they play that way, in my opinion, it takes a lot of energy and maybe it's a long shot. But that's the only chance that they have to go.
Well, Bob,
if they
play that way, they got to do it for a bunch of games in a row, too.
That's true. It's very, very demanding. Very demanding. Because they basically, they have to skate the whole from A to Z, from first to the end of the last minute, and really skate. Because when I watched that game, when I was watching it, I loved it. I was like, man, this is beautiful. Yeah, Rangers had a good first period. They had more chances. But after that, basically, they had nothing. They got nothing because Penguins give them nothing. And it takes a loss of skating.
Yeah, but don't forget, Bob, now you got to do that with Casey DeSmith in goal and not Tristan Jarry.
Well, I like DeSmith
has played great these last 15 games. I read the stats before. 2.23 goals against, .931 save percentage, but the playoffs are a different beast. Thank you for the call, Bob. Let's go to Shane in Cleveland. Shane, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Spanish George. I mean, Jorge.
Jorge.
Quick question. This is more of a Mike Tomlin question than a quarterback drafting question. Do you think it's maybe possible that Tomlin is stroking his ego to say, hey, you know, I'm one of the few African-American coaches that has won a Super Bowl?
Goodbye. We're not going to make the draft into a race thing. And I think that just about everything Tomlin does is about stroking his ego. But no, it's not a race thing with wanting to draft Malik Willis. I don't think so. And I would never say so. No Quarter brought to you by CW Electrical Services. Make the switch at cwelectricalservices.com. A friend of mine passed away a couple days ago, Norm Bova, who I went to concerts with. Good man. His viewing is tonight. Won't be able to make it, but my condolences, of course, to Norm's friend and family. He's a good guy. Sad to see him go. Just around the corner, we got Paul Steigerwald, OG Penguin guy, going to talk Penguins. Later on the Hockey Night Show, I'm going to talk about what the Penguins need to do, what they absolutely need to do to have any hope of success in the playoffs. We'll talk some more about the Steelers draft situation. I think they're nuts to pick a quarterback. I'm going to say this as clear as I can. And you know I'm right. That's the best part. You know I'm right. The people who say otherwise know I'm right, but that's not where the hype is. That's not where what they want to talk about is. Neither Pickett nor Willis is good enough to pick in the first round. And not at 20 overall. That's absolutely correct. And I know that you got to have hype about the quarterback, but ain't neither one is good enough. You got Mr. Small Hands. You got Mr. Small School. Give me Mitch Trubisky any day of the week, and especially on NFL Sundays. We got Staggy next, 105.9.